We deliberately today began the service with a piece of music that was quiet and meditative. As I was talking with Wanda about the beginning of the service, we were talking, how do we recognize the service of our veterans? Lots of things to think about, lots of elements in our service today, but we wanted to recognize our veterans. And so this piece, titled Elegy, is an homage to the veterans among us. I'm reading a book right now by a psychiatrist who treats PTSD. And, as I'm reading this book and he's opening this world, the price that is paid by those who have served in war. They come home and we welcome them home, and we need to do a better job even of welcoming them home and caring for them. But no matter what we do, there is a wound that they carry that we can only honor if we have not served in the same way. So to all our veterans, thank you for your service. Thank you for your courage and blessings in your healing. We have a number of announcements to share with you this morning. The first one, really kind of cool. Last Sabbath, Karin and I were called to Harborview Hospital to visit with a family. A child had been burned in an accident. And so we stopped by the hospital, and the family was here from outside the area, paying Seattle hotel prices for every night they stayed. And Karin said, "Oh, we have a place for you, the Green Lake House." Now, how many of you have heard of the Green Lake House? Can I see your hands? I hope that most of you have. You know, we've been working, and a lot of effort has gone into creating this apartment where people can stay when they're here in town for medical care. And so the grandparents were able to stay in that house for the week while they were here supporting the family dealing with this accident. The child was discharged yesterday, so he's doing better, and they're excited, and they were profuse in their thanks to the church for providing this place where they could stay and do what needed to be done. So to all of you who have participated in the work of the Green Lake Foundation and helped support this, thank you. This was the first time the apartment was used, and I expect that it will be used very, very often, because these kinds of human needs don't go away. So thanks. All right, let's see. Wednesday. This coming Wednesday, we have our next trip to Northwest Harvest. If you notice the announcement in the bulletin, pay close attention to everything in that announcement except the date. If you look at the date, it will provide a little entertainment for you. But in fact, the next visit to Northwest Harvest is this coming Wednesday, leaving here at about noon. Lowell said he'll be here to help get people loaded into cars and go down and help with this food packaging service that serves food banks all over the area. So that's this Wednesday, Northwest Harvest. After lunch, we are going to be honoring Carolyn Lacey, so make sure you're there. And, we share our joys, we share our sorrows.
Listen ears, all of us, for watching for things. So all of us here can be watching for things that are unusual or something that is dangerous or makes you fearful. We've had a system in place here for quite a while. If you look at your bulletins, if you just open up the first page, up at the second page there at the bottom of the top list, it says safety, and that person is the on-duty person for safety on that Sabbath today, okay? Our system is widespread for all of you to watch for things, including somebody that might be coming in from the street and disturbing our service quite a bit. That's happened 3 times. Because of our system, on kind of that nominal safety situation, we were able to bring resources and tame it down and take care of it pretty well, and people were pretty pleased with the system that we have. What that is the most visible part here is the safety person. You can get hold of them directly, or if it's something you want to get hold of for a quick action on safety, then the greeters have radios that they can contact the safety person, okay? Or the other approach is if you have an immediate situation, you know, you can gather a group with you and try to work with it that way. Okay, we'll be having more, you know, plans and preparation in the future for more, you know, disturbing incidents. But we have quite a, you know, helpful system in place. And it's particularly, as you've noted in the bulletin, watch the, especially through the children's time when they're in classes. Our teachers are trained up in safety and things like that. So if you have any questions, feel free to contact me or the pastors if you have any questions on that. And we'll be upgrading, enhancing as the church is able into the future. So thank you all for your eyes and ears in watching for things.
Thank you.
So now I want you to take your eyes and ears and turn to one another. Well, first I'm going to have you stand. I'm going to have you greet one another, pass God's peace here in God's house. And yes, look at each other and say hi. I'll invite you to find your seats. Let's open our hearts as the choir calls us into worship.
Thank you.
Almighty God, thank you for calling us into your presence and receiving us with your smile. Lord of the cosmos, we pray that you will order all things far and near according to your good pleasure. Lord of the nations, we pray that you will hasten the day when swords are beaten into plowshares, spears are turned into pruning hooks, and justice rolls down like the mighty river. Lord of the church, we pray that you will live here among us and you will transform us and make us and this place an outpost of the kingdom of heaven. Lord of our hearts, so mold and shape us that in the week to come we may act as agents of your kingdom, to bring hope and help and healing, to work for justice and peace. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. So I have some flowers, and they are not for me. They're not even for my wife this morning.